Let's cross over now to Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. for more. So Simon, the United Nations itself is facing problems getting aid to Gazans. How is President Biden going to make his plan work with no U.S. boots on the ground to direct efforts? And is there any early reactions from Capitol Hill?
Well, that issue of how he's going to make it work is a very open question, because details about this plan were pretty thin on the ground when senior administration officials briefed reporters today. We know that this pier is going to be constructed offshore aboard US naval vessels by military personnel and will then in some fashion be delivered to the shore in a way that the White House insists will not involve any American boots on the ground of Gaza's coastline. So they'll build this out in the waters of the Mediterranean and then in some fashion install it without actually setting foot on the Gaza Strip itself. But then another question arises, which is, even after the pier is in place and can be used for delivery of humanitarian assistance, who's going to receive it on the Gaza coastline? Where is it going to go? And how can that operation succeed in the absence of any kind of permanent ceasefire that brings the Israeli bombardment of Gaza to an end? Administration officials had no answers to any of those questions today, but they've certainly got plenty of time to provide those answers, because this is not a plan that is going to lead to any immediate alleviation of the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. They concede it's going to take at least 45 and possibly as long as 60 days before that pier is ready to be installed and will become operational. But this is a move by President Biden at his State of the Union address to take meaningful action over Gaza. It is unclear to what extent he's going to secure support from his fellow Democrats on the left of his progressive wing. There remain ongoing calls for the president to break with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and call for a permanent ceasefire. Republicans largely recoiled from this plan today. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida took to Twitter to say, building a port for Gaza is the same as building a port for Hamas. Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican from California, supported by Donald Trump, said that the United States is now proposing to nation build in Gaza and faulted the Biden administration for mission creep by making this announcement. So President Biden's got a sales job to do with regard to this initiative, but it is reflective of the pressure that he is under politically here over his handling of Gaza and the unpopularity that it faces, particularly with Arab American voters who backed Joe Biden in large measure in 2020, but many of them are threatening to withhold their support from him in November of 2024.
Simon, appreciate the update, but don't go away just yet, because earlier we mentioned that President Biden's State of the Union address is coming up. So we'll come back to you in a short while for that. But first, well, Simon Marks joins us once more from Washington, D.C. President Biden, Simon, facing a tough crowd tonight. What sort of rhetoric are we expecting?
Very tough crowd for President Biden, and a very important speech, this one tonight, Arnold. There is no margin for error now that the country knows that this November's presidential election will be a rematch of the 2020 election between President Biden and former President Donald Trump. And President Biden is beleaguered in the opinion polls with an approval rating that remains stubbornly below 40%. So we are told by the White House that we are going to witness tonight a very energized President Biden. That's their phrase ahead of this State of the Union address, that he's going to speak about his, what they argue, are many achievements in office, particularly focusing on the economy, but also talking about the need to protect American democracy. And he is expected to talk in very uncompromising terms about what he says is the threat that the re-election of President Trump poses to the future of America's constitutional democracy and to the stability that America provides on the world stage. We also expect him to talk, of course, about the situation in Ukraine and the urgent need, as he describes it, for Congress to pass fresh funding for Ukraine. Also, it is worth noting that there's something new tonight as far as the State of the Union is concerned. We have already had what former President Donald Trump is describing as his pre-buttle of the speech, a furious piece of video in which Donald Trump excoriated Joe Biden for reducing America to the status of a third world nation. And Donald Trump says that he will be fact-checking Joe Biden in real time over, we think, his Truth social media platform. So battle very much enjoined and no margin for error as far as Joe Biden is concerned tonight. There can be no unforced mistakes, no own goals, because this speech will be being broadcast and streamed into every single living room all over the country.
Yeah, stakes are definitely high for the president tonight. Simon, thank you very much for that update. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. for us. And of course, he'll be joining us again later in the show to get us up to speed on President Biden's State of the Union address.